In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are many commentaries that we could make about Jesus entering into Jerusalem on the back of a young donkey, young colt. But the thing that perhaps, the main lesson that I have culled from this is that Jesus comes in humbly. He doesn't come in on a chariot, doesn't come in on a horse, doesn't come in on a... He comes in on a young colt, very, very humbly, like the peasants would travel around themselves. And so the humility of Christ makes me think we should talk a little bit about humility today. Because you know the whole story. We just read it in the gospel. Jesus told us, he said, "Learn from me that I am meek and humble of heart." Humble of heart. He, the Lord, the creator of the universe, the Lord of the universe, is meek and humble of heart. When we read that, we mustn't forget also that Jesus repeats the words, I think the words are from Proverbs 3. God resists the proud. Proud people are not born up by God. Why? Because pride is not of God. Jesus says, "I am meek and humble of heart." But the devil says, "I am proud and wicked of heart." So which teacher are we going to follow? Are we going to follow Jesus, or are we going to follow the devil, who is proud and wicked of heart? It may be easier than we think, because you remember the story of the tax collector. Tax collectors were no more appreciated in Jesus' day as they are today, than they are today. He was sinful. He had cheated many times. He had robbed people. He came into the temple, but then very sorrowfully confessed his sins to the Lord. But you had a Pharisee. Today we would say a good Christian. Someone who observed the law, someone who followed the commandments, someone who gave even to the poor, someone who paid his tithes and his dues and everything. But he was very proud, and he says, "I thank you, Lord, that I am not a sinner like this publican, this tax collector. Thank you, Lord, for making me so good and so holy. Whereas this scum of the earth is here at the same time in the temple, and I'm not like him." But our Lord explains, it's the tax collector who went back home purified, justified, made holy. Whereas the Pharisee, the good Christian, who thought he was so good and deserving of God's praise, went home with extra sins on his conscience. So humility is so fundamental to Christianity. Love and humility. And we can only love if we are truly humble. Because love is the root, humility is the root, but love is the flower. Love is the fruit. So no one can truly love unless he or she is humble. Saint Simeon, the new theologian, one of my favorite saints, he tells us how to recognize within ourselves whether the serpent, the evil one, has a strong sway within us. He says, and I quote, "He who grieves sorely in his heart when dishonored or offended by others ought to know that from this he bears within himself the ancient serpent." If we feel hurt when someone scorns us or someone mocks us or someone laughs at us or criticizes us, we have the ancient serpent in our heart, says Saint Simeon. If he will bear the offense in silence, not saying anything, not replying, or will answer the one offending him with deep humility, then he thereby has weakened and crushed the serpent. It's easy to measure whether we're humble or proud. When people ignore you, when people interrupt you when you're talking, when people laugh at you, when people mock you, when people do all kinds of things to mistreat you, how do you respond in your heart? That's what Saint Simeon is saying here. How do we respond? Do we just keep silence, lower our head, not say a word, or speak very humbly in response to the person? Then we know whether we have the evil serpent of pride within our hearts or whether we don't. It's not complicated. God is not complicated. God is one. He's simplicity itself. We're the ones who are complicated because we have multiple personalities. Let us examine our conscience in this respect, because even if we don't necessarily respond in that way, sometimes we lack humility when we go to receive the Eucharist, when we go to receive communion. We go up in a shilly-shally sort of way, not thinking, not meditating, not purifying our hearts, forgetting that the Eucharist that we receive is the body of Christ, which comes into our body and knits itself into our flesh. We become part of Christ. This is so extraordinary, but some people just walk up to communion as if there were nothing to. And the wine, the consecrated wine, becomes Christ's blood that flows in our veins. So we mustn't walk up just distractedly, not realizing what is going on. When we receive the Eucharist, we receive Christ himself, and he becomes part of us so we can become part of him. But if we don't have the humility to recognize that we need this, because humility is a grace. We cannot acquire, we have to train ourselves, we have to exercise ourselves, we have to try to be humble, but we must realize that real humility is a grace from God. And we have to ask for this grace, because we won't get into heaven without it. We won't make it into paradise without this humility. If we overestimate ourselves, we show that we lack intelligence. If we think too highly of ourselves, we're not very smart. Well, many, many people, they have very little attraction to humility. In fact, many people hold humility in a kind of a holy horror, so to speak. And oddly enough, these very people are surprised when God doesn't answer their prayers, when God doesn't listen to them. Because God resists the proud. The answer is there. You want your prayers to be answered? Be humble. Pray humbly. Ask for the grace of humility. And this is going to help you. That the one who is meek and humble of heart, by that grace we can acquire meekness and humility of heart. It is a free gift from our loving Lord Jesus Christ. And by that grace, we participate in Christ's infinite perfection because we dwell in him. We will willingly wash the feet, the hearts, and the souls of our brothers and sisters. How I wish we might all share in such joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.